Culture 5, Exercises 5 and 6.
Today in the news programme, we are talking about one of Britain's oldest and most influential newspapers, The Times. Here to discuss it with me is Ben King, lecturer in journalism at Southampton University. Welcome to the programme, Ben.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell me a bit about the early history of The Times?
Yes, well, first of all, that isn't the original name. When it was founded in 1785, it was called the Daily Universal Register. And it wasn't the first daily newspaper. There were eight other competitors.
So when did it change its name?
Just a few years later, in January 1788. At first, they were just four pages, half of which were filled by advertisements, and it reported business news along with some gossip and scandal involving famous people. In one edition, there were stories about the king's son, the Prince of Wales. This led to the newspaper's owner being fined and sent to prison for 2 years.
So newspapers had to be careful what they printed.
Yes, the censorship laws were much stricter in those days.
How big was the circulation?
Well, at first only a few hundred, but they started using bigger printing presses, and by 1815, the daily circulation was up to 5,000.
How much did it cost?
At first it was 2.5 old pence, which was quite a lot in those days. The price rose to 7 pence because the government started taxing newspapers, which made it too expensive for most people to buy. But copies were also available in public libraries.
And I believe the newspaper gained a reputation for independence, didn't it?
Yes, it wasn't afraid to criticise the government. And because of that, its influence grew. And it became the most trusted source of accurate information about politics, foreign affairs and business. It was also the first newspaper to send its own reporters abroad.
When did it do that?
During the Crimean War, which took place between 1853 and 1856. Britain, France and the Ottoman Empire were at war with Russia. And towards the end of the war, the British government only found out about Russian proposals for peace after reading about them in the Times.
The other thing the newspaper is famous for is a typeface or font, isn't it? Our listeners will almost certainly be familiar with the typeface or font called Times New Roman, which is on practically every computer in the world.
Yes, Times New Roman was designed in 1931 for the newspaper and took its name from it. And of course now it is one of the most popular fonts in the world. As you say, available on every font menu.
And the newspaper has continued in pretty much the same form to the present day.
Yes. There have been a number of different owners. The present owner is Rupert Murdoch, who also runs Sky Television.
Thank you, Ben. And now on the news programme, a report from Becky Smith in New York.